This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The strongest tornado in 40 years ripped through L.A. the other day. What does it look like a day later? Hey, there's a lawsuit over those infected eye drops that allegedly led to the loss of a woman's eye. Wow, it's just so crazy. And I think of people running into drugstores and grabbing things for their eyes, solutions. And that's exactly what happened in this case. Drones. The U.S. military carried out an airstrike in Syria, that after a drone attack killed a U.S. contractor and wounded five service members. Meanwhile, North Korea, speaking of drones, is simulating nuclear attacks with one. Just another day in paradise. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. As always, we're going to lighten the load, I promise, because we're going to talk about some major upsets on the road to the Elite Eight. We're talking about March Madness. It truly is mad, my friends. It is about the drones in warfare these days, no doubt about it. But this was a sad story. So the U.S. military retaliated, as I think they should have and did, thank goodness, because of what happened to a contractor in Syria on Thursday. He was killed, and there were six others injured, including five service members, like I said, and two of the wounded were treated on the site. The other four had to go to a hospital. They were evacuated to a medical facility in Iraq. Bottom line is, a one-way attack drone hit the base that where they were, a coalition base, that's what it's called, that was in northeast Syria. It happened in the afternoon, and they found out that it was Iranian in origin. So, at the direction of the president, they authorized Central Command forces to conduct precision airstrikes in Syria at night against the facilities. The group's affiliated with what they call the IRGC, which is the acronym for Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. You've heard of them before. And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin released that statement saying that the president authorized him to do it, to just go after it, make the precision airstrikes. So that was a response to the attack. You know, we got about 900 troops in eastern Syria, and they're there to give assistance to Syrian Kurdish forces to prevent any kind of a resurgence of the Islamic State. But recently, and it hasn't been talked about a lot, but recently, some of the bases have been the target of drone attacks that in most instances didn't lead to injuries or physical damage. This time it was much different. And of course, the precision strikes are intended to protect and defend the U.S. people over there. So they had to take some kind of action to do that. And our troops are there to ensure the defeat of ISIS. So that security and stability of just not only Syria, but that entire region. And like I mentioned, this is something that kind of goes to the back of your mind with so much else happening. But there have been 78 attacks since the beginning of 2021. And I think with the drones, I fear that it just will get much worse. Ask North Korea. They simulated those nuke attacks with a drone. This is the ultimate provocateur. I mean, I think that's the role of Kim Jong-un. He wants to provoke. He wants to save or rattle. He wants to do whatever he can to say, I'm here, just so you know. So North Korea did say that its cruise missile launches this week were part of the simulations that involved a detonation by an underwater drone. So I think it is a tit-for-tat thing. Hey, you want to do military exercises, U.S. and South Korea? Because you know we have nukes and maybe the threat's growing a little bit. Well, I'm going to show you what we can do. It's not just by land, it's by sea. And that was the purpose of it. And I always think that's what's in the back of his mind. I always think that's at the back of his mind. So even speaking to lawmakers, South Korean Defense Minister Supp said the North probably hasn't mastered the technology to arm its most advanced weapons, but they're making a lot of progress. And this nuclear-capable underwater drone, I don't know. We haven't heard of anything like that. It's obviously intended to say that the Kim regime has other ways to strike, but there's doubt as to how effective, let's put it this way, there's doubt as to how effective it is. When you go up against a tornado, as so many of you listening in this audience know, you just can't play. You can't play chicken with the weather. You can't. But tornadoes are tough to counter because you don't always know when it's coming, right? So more than 50 million people were on alert on Thursday for tornadoes and damaging, crazy, insane winds and large hail and flooding and a bomb cyclone in California, which they had. Like, even people in Texas and Oklahoma, and you're all used to it, and Pennsylvania bracing for large hail and floods and tornadoes on Thursday night. Well, wild weather system. But it blew in from the Pacific. It knocked over 700 trees in San Francisco, killed 5 people in the Bay Area, because they were hit by falling limbs or uprooted trees, which is so scary. So scary to me. And it flooded farmland again in the San Joaquin Valley. And then there were 2 huge tornadoes in Southern California. Like I said, the aftermath the next day, insane. The highest EF1, which of course is on the lower end. But this was no weak tornado. 110 mile an hour winds. 17 structures were wrecked. 11 with significant damage. Significant damage. This funnel touched down after 11 in the morning in Montebello, which is just 10 miles east of downtown LA. Stayed on the ground for 3 minutes. Debris everywhere. Industrial sized rooftop air conditioning units swirling in the air. If you looked up in the air, you would see it. I mean, I've seen some crazy things. I'm watching like trees just fall over. Because, of course, now everybody is an amateur videographer because we all have the phones. Just flip them up and start to let it roll. And watching this tornado roll in, whew, the roof of a warehouse snaps a power pole like it's nothing, uproots trees like it's absolutely no big deal. And in California, you know what? They're used to earthquakes, not tornadoes. Not tornadoes. And for 30 seconds, it feels like a train is right on top of you. And I think a lot of people, that really, really scared them in California. It's one thing to deal with earthquakes, which you can't predict either, but then to deal with the tornadoes put people really over the top. So what does that mean? Are more people from California going to move to Texas and Florida? Who knows? And then there's the craziness of the eye drops. A Florida woman filed a lawsuit against the maker of eye drops that were recalled when they were found to be contaminated and left her legally blind. 68 years old, Clara Olivia, seeking damages from Golden Pharma Healthcare. They manufactured the Isri Hair artificial tears, as well as the medical center that prescribed her eye drops and her insurer, all part of this lawsuit. Ooh, scary, scary. Man Cave next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave.
Ah, yes, we are in the man cave. Man Cave. Thanks, Andy. A shout out back to you. By the way, Invade the Man Cave, I've talked about that. That's being updated right now. So there's so much always to talk about. Sports is evolving as we speak. And the March Madness brackets, people who could care less, let's be honest, about men's basketball normally. And then there's rabid fans. Don't get me wrong, but this tournament gets everybody super excited because you want bragging rights. You're watching the games, you're into it, and you love to see upsets, right? So Sweet 16 is where you sometimes see these upsets, and I'll tell you what, we saw a couple of upsets. How about the Owls getting into the Elite Eight? Beating Tennessee 62-55. Gonzaga, the magic continues. They beat UCLA. They rallied late. They stunned the Bruins. They advanced to the eighth. 79-76. K-State and Michigan State tangle. And really, either one could have won. Forget the seeding. K-State won in overtime. It was a very good, good day for those teams. Not so good when you're on the other side, especially nail biters, because the nail biters are the worst when you're on the other side of it. UCLA fans, they had to be beside themselves because they blew a 13-point lead in the second half. So my friends who love UCLA, you had the lead. You had the lead. 48% of brackets picked Gonzaga to the Elite Eight. So if you're one of the 48%, you were right. Because once again, they get in. It's a classic. The Zags led the Bruins by 10 with a little over 2 minutes to go. UCLA came back to take the lead with time ticking down. It looked like that's it for Gonzaga. But with 6 seconds to go, Julian Strother nailed a jaw-dropping and jumping, because people jumped up, three-pointer that sent his team to the Elite Eight. Now they go up against UConn on Saturday. That's what makes it fun. The FAU story is fun. Not fun if you're a Volunteer fan or you had them in your bracket, which wouldn't have been necessarily a bad thing, because you would think that's exactly what was going to happen, right? And don't think, because that's not what happened. The Owls have some magic. You know, they'd never won a national postseason game before this March Madness. They're underdogs. They're undermanned. They are not a big team. But they proved you can do that. You can sometimes slay the Giants. So three huge wins for them. And they are one win away from an unlikely but possible Final Four berth. Who knows? They trailed by 5 at halftime. They shot just 3 of 14 from three-point land. But they held a 5-rebound advantage over a much bigger, badder UT team. The Owls had to fire on all cylinders, so they were running and gunning. They've just exploded on an 18-2 run with 8 straight points from Michael Forrest. So suddenly a 6-point deficit went into a 10-point lead over a 6-minute span. And the Owls were able to answer every time the Volunteers cut the deficit. That's what made the difference. They could constantly battle back. So it's weird, because Tennessee fell short of its goal to make the Elite Eight for the second time in their history. The Vols hit just 6 of 23 triples and struggled, only shooting 33% of the field. That's not good. So now there's going to be questions about the coach, Rick Barnes, and can he win in the postseason? But once again, the Volunteers eliminated by a lower seed in all 5, by the way, of their NCAA tournament appearances. 4 of those beatdowns coming to programs listed as 9 seeds or lower. How about that? How about it? That's what we call the magic. The magic and the bracket busters. There's no such thing, I think. I mean, there are experts that can analyze college hoop and do it that nothing but college hoop. However, I think there's some factors that are tough to quantify or qualify. The heart of the team, what they've gone through the season, all of that can play a part into what we're watching unfold. So it's going to be the usual suspects, so to speak. In the Final Four, we're going to see some unusual faces. I think we're going to see a mixture. I think we're going to see some unusual faces, I do. Unusual faces, but also maybe more known now because they've been talked a lot about because of their upset abilities. It's going to be fun, the finish. I do think we're going to see a surprise team or two. And to me, that makes it much more interesting when you see that. Much more interesting. I don't know if you like this or not, but NFL owners are going to vote on flexing TNF games, Thursday Night Football games. So Thursday Night Football games, it was maybe a little more compelling. NFL owners are going to be asked during next week's league meetings to approve this, what I said, flex plan for that Thursday night game that go into effect for the 2023 season. The main purpose is to eliminate Thursday night games between teams that are terrible, losing teams. So if that plan works, the NFL would be permitted to shift Sunday afternoon games to Thursday night from weeks 14 through 17 with a 15-day notice. They would also be allowed to schedule teams for Thursday night games after a previous Sunday game on a couple of occasions. Boy, that can be confusing, right? But wait, I thought they weren't playing till then. I mean, could it be voted down? NFL coaches, they can't be fans of schedule changes during the regular season. And then maybe the safety and health of the players. Because all of a sudden you're asked to play on a short week, but it wasn't supposed to be a short week at first. But here's what's interesting. Thursday Night Football drew an average viewership of 9.6 million. That's a seems like a big number when we talk about the numbers people get in television. But it's a 46% decline from the previous season when Thursday night games were on Fox and the NFL network. So they've gone down. And what's the reason for that? People don't want to watch all of a sudden anymore. The teams are boring because later in the season, things have changed. And the teams aren't the top teams. I think it's a combination of things. Different announcers, meaning, you know, you're used to a certain style, and now all of a sudden it's something completely different, and maybe it's too buggy. As much as we're creatures of, some of us, of seeking the excitement, also there's something about the comfort of the every knowing you tune in and you're not getting a plethora of changes, right? Ezekiel Elliott, will he be playing for the Eagles, the Jets, the Bengals? A lot of speculation about where he'll go next. But the former Dallas Cowboys running back is narrowing down his options. The Eagles are on the list, and the Jets and the Bengals. He's 27. He'd like to make a decision about where to sign by the end of the week, so that's coming up. I think he wants to play. So I don't think he wants to be sitting on the bench. Where would be the best place for him to go? Maybe New York. If he signed with New York, he would have the chance to, I think, see more time. If he were to sign with the Bengals, he'd join a squad led by Joe Mixon, Chris Evans, Travion Williams. I don't know. He was going to count $16.7 million against the Cowboys salary cap. He was released by the team on March 15th. He's had injury problems. He's played through injuries. He had a hyperextended right knee and wore a brace for it in 2022. Boy. And his career just starts to nosedive in Dallas. The right people around him, who knows? Maybe he still has more left in the tank. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA News update. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market. He announced in a briefing Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple for allegedly breaching antitrust laws. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following those discussions in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday. According to a new report, about 47% of prisons across the United States are located downstream from water reservoirs that are potentially contaminated with carcinogenic forever chemicals. That is according to the report in the American Journal of Public Health. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You're 12 years old and you're already a hit on the corporate convention circuit. You are raking in hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and you're performing and touring in a two-hour illusion show that includes real lions and tigers. Wow. Our next guest, he's in our virtual green room right now, Stephen Diamond. I mentioned this. He's performed magic and illusion for the past 3 decades, in fact, all over the place. I mean, you name it. Germany, Chile, Argentina, Colombia. Well, you get the story. And he also has a new book called OCD, A Life Among Secrets. And there's so many people that suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder. So, man, he's doing all that and he's dealing with that. Are you kidding? And I haven't even told you everything yet. This is just the beginning. Stephen, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, Kay, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here tonight with you and your guests.
So I think a lot of people, too, now recently know you from the story you tell on Netflix in that series Tiger King 2 and what that was like surviving and really and truly wicked, evil mastermind cult leader. Tell us about that, I guess, first.
Well, I'll tell you the very first thing that comes to mind when I hear you say that is that you never know that you're in a cult while you're in it. It's only once you have time and separation and some distance away from it that you're able to break the spell, look back, and realize that indeed you were being heavily manipulated and controlled, and that you were, you know, living in a bona fide cult. And that is exactly what happened to me. I spent over a decade of my life touring around the world with, as you called him, an evil mastermind, and that's, I think that's very appropriate. I would go even further than that, actually. He's, out of all the people I've met in my life, he's one of the most evil, manipulative, and diabolical people that I've ever run across. I'm talking, of course, about Doc Antle, who was the owner of TIGERS, which is an acronym for the Training Institute of Greatly Endangered and Rare Species. And we started out together back in the 80s. It was my magic show that was bringing in all the funding, the major funding anyway, to support the animals and to build the career. And I saw animals as a platform to help separate me from all the other magicians out there at the time. And we're talking about the early to mid-80s in this time frame. And so there really wasn't anybody out there touring with big animals in their shows at that time, except for Siegfried and Roy here in Las Vegas, which is where I'm at now. And so I saw it as a way to build my career and something that would separate me from everybody else. And he saw it as a way of providing a stream, you know, of revenue that would be significant, and, you know, a partnership was formed.
You know, what's interesting is you move on from that, you get out of that situation, thank goodness, and it just shows you what can happen with life. And because the TIGERS meant so much to you, you wrap that into some pretty big lessons. You talk about what it was like working with exotic lions and tigers and Siegfried and Roy. Like you said, people know those names from Las Vegas. But wow, you had some incredible experiences. And you talk about some of the life lessons that you learned from these incredible, endangered, wonderful beasts. What are some of the lessons that you learned?
That's a great question. And, you know, today I spent a lot of time going from corporation to corporation doing a seminar and also a keynote speech called What the Tigers Taught Me. And I'll tell you, one of the most valuable lessons that I learned in working with these majestic creatures is the importance of silence, stillness, and breathing. And I'll tell you why. Because tigers can only eat if they master all three of those skills. Now, think about that. In order to catch the prey, they have to learn to be silent. They need to master the art of being still and listening with their instincts. And then the very final thing is that they must control their breathing, because if they don't, they could alert their prey to where they are, and it could screw up the possibility of catching their next meal. So I learned a lot from these cats. I learned a lot of very valuable lessons. And all you have to, any animal can teach you the things that I've learned from these big animals, if only you're open to the experience of communicating with them and allowing them to speak to you in their language.
Wow. I love that. Silence, stillness, breathing. We could all learn something from that. And then there's this other part, which I said at the beginning, this book, OCD, Life Among Secrets. I think a lot of people have OCD. Some don't know it. Some know it and don't want to show it. But it's really, really tough, isn't it?
It is. It's a horrible way to live. And the sad reality is that obsessive compulsive disorder only gets worse as you grow older. It doesn't get better unless you learn the coping mechanisms and the different skills that you will need to learn how to manage your obsessive compulsive disorder. You know, I tried everything from all the pills that were out there, all the psychotropics, and all of those kind of medications. I was on all of them. And over the years, I found that therapy and learning the right skills were really what functioned best in my case, and also in the case of millions of other people out there. The problem is that people don't know that they have obsessive compulsive disorder, and what happens is they end up going through life normalizing their behavior and justifying it in their head to convince themselves that they're okay. And it's a horrible, vicious trapped into, and it's really, really hard to get out of it unless you learn the proper skills. And I've dedicated the last 20 years of my life to teaching people how to do that.
And so for the people listening, they have to get your book, but give us one of the things that people can do, Stephen.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the very first thing that you do not want to do is you don't want to confront someone that has obsessive compulsive disorder in a negative way. That's only going to push them deeper into their disorder, and it's going to put distance between you and that person. And so one of the things I talk about in the book is if you or someone you love is dealing with obsessive compulsive disorder, then what are the top things that you can do to help that person get out of the situation or find the help that they need? And the very first thing is you approach that person with kindness, love, and understanding, and make very clear in your mind that what, even though it may appear to the outside person that the behavior of this person is out of control and is crazy, and it might even look like it's a little bit insane, the truth is that this person is stuck in a vicious cycle that is controlled by their mind. And they often cannot. I was a checker. I used to check things. So, for example, I'd go around and check all the doors and windows at night before I went to bed. By the time I got back into bed, I had to go back and start up again, make sure, just to double check that everything that I had just checked was okay. Now, that's just one form of OCD. My mother suffered from a form of religious OCD. She had to pray. Every 5 minutes, she had to pray about something. She was always constantly praying, and it was to an extreme. Now, some people listening might think, well, that's so bad. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it begins, when any behavior begins to rob you of quality of life, that is when it becomes a problem.
Yeah, and I can see that and your two examples with yourself and your mother are interesting ones, very different, but you're right, that's when it becomes a problem. So Netflix is doing a documentary about your life. What's that like? Oop, I think, do we have Stephen?
I'm here.
Oh, we have you. What Netflix is doing a documentary about your life. What's that like?
Well, so many incredible things have happened since Tiger King has come out. And one of the interesting things was that I've been approached by a ton of different reality shows wanting me to appear. And then also, I've had a bunch of Hollywood production companies that came at me wanting to either buy the rights to my story or the case of the agreement that we went with, that they're producing a documentary about the incredible journey that I had. I mean, it's been a wild ride, Kate, and you don't realize it when you're living it. You're young and you're naive, and you don't realize that you're living the most incredible existence. But I did over 10,000 live shows.
Wow.
About over 100 countries around the world. And that gives you a lot of life experience. It gives you a lot of incredible adventures. And, people think that that's interesting. And so once Tiger King 2, the Doc Antle story, appeared on Netflix, almost within a matter of days, I started getting offers from around the world.
Wow. Totally makes sense. Hey, we're out of time, but where can people find you?
You can go to StephenDiamond.com, and I have a free webinar that just launched this week that will teach you how to stop your panic attacks instantly.
Oh, I love it. Stephen, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure, Kate. It's a pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Hang with us, everybody. We are headed for the exits next.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Sandy Simmons. Her book, Simple Truths, Being Prepared, A Practical Guide for Preconception. And you may already have formed a preconception in your mind about what the book is about, but hold on, it's going to absolutely blow you away. We had a great off-air conversation. Let's just put it this way. Think about birthing, living, dying, and we're going to come back and talk about what does all of that mean. Sandy, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So everybody knows, Sandy is the CEO of Simply Better Health. Ooh, who doesn't want that? And really, I think so much of what that means is in this book. Tell me what motivated you to write the book.
Right. So having been in practice for many years and seeing lots of couples have failed pregnancies, that's where it started. And I've done a lot of work on myself, and I also had a failed pregnancy and difficult to get pregnant, but this is like 40 years ago. So I thought, right, let's write something here. But it's the book is really, while it says preconception, meaning for people who want to conceive, it's also for anybody that wants to move on with their health.
Oh, boy, and who doesn't want to move on with their health? So tell us, for example, one of the things that you told me right in the very beginning, and I think this is powerful because I believe everybody needs this, including myself, and I'm actually a person who practices mindfulness. You talk about MindClear. Explain that.
Yeah, so first of all, we've got to think about mind clear in a different way to perhaps it's coming across to you. So clearing the mind doesn't mean you erase everything. It just means that you have a look at your values and your beliefs and have a look at them and say, are these actually mine or are these my family's that aren't suitable for this time of life? Are they things that I've taken on from perhaps teachers, other people around me? And do I really resonate with those? And what are mine? So we work out what's actually going on for you. So that's what I call mind clear, is to be really clear as to what resonates for you with your beliefs and your values.
Yeah. And I mentioned at the top, birthing, living, dying. Explain what that means. I mean, that's a brilliant hashtag, by the way, for this book.
Yeah, so having been in practice for a long time and seeing a variety of people and different ailments, et cetera, I came up with the fact that birthing is now so complicated and it doesn't need to be, but we also interfere a lot. And the same at the other end of life. You know, we all have a soul or a spirit, whatever you know, whatever you choose to resonate with. It's really important that that is able to come into this world with the least interference possible. Each individual person that arrives here is coming with the gifts that they have. And if we interfere too much, we maim some of those. We put the lid on some of those things. The same at the other end of life. We tend to you know, look at people, put them in a hospice towards the end of their days, dull everything down for them, which may be necessary, may not always be necessary. We need to chat to the person and see what they would love and bring those things around for them. You know, some people might want to sit under a tree, even if they've got a shot of morphine in them, they might want to sit under a tree and pass away. Really important for us to listen to people and just, you know, resonate and help them to move in and out of life the best way we can. You can actually talk to your baby as well. You know, but we tend to discount a lot of things and listen to the powers of be supposedly outside of ourselves. So the book actually teaches you to listen to yourself as well.
Oh, I love that. So we're going to just kind of peel back one of the layers here, because we don't want to tell everyone everything. We're going to tell them where they can get the book, but peel back that a little bit for us. How do we listen to ourselves better?
Okay. So we have an ego, and everyone knows, you know, you see people with maybe bigger egos than others. And the ego is actually our friend. It's trying to keep us safe, and it's sort of enrolled in this and encased in this role, we could say, in life, because it depends what you've been through in your life from birth or before birth even, in the womb. And we've made up how we need to be in this world, and the ego is there to say something like, oh, this happened last time, let's not do that again. And you're listening to that louder voice, whereas the smaller voice is saying, it's okay. The same thing isn't going to happen again, and you'll be fine. So it's sorting those voices out, and you can do that to get clarity by working out what's gone before has gone, what's going on now is the present, and what's coming. You can change that voice and say, you know, I don't have to repeat what I repeated before. I don't have to repeat what my family repeated, what my other people have repeated, because this is me. Hope that's making it simple.
It does make it simple. And, you know, again, your book, Simple Truths, Being Prepared, A Practical Guide for Preconception. Where can people get copies of your book? Where can they get them?
Yeah, so it's available on Amazon as a hardcover. You can get it as a digital copy. And I've even got a few, dare I say, if anybody has CDs, you can get it on a CD as well. So you can always contact me. I know that you've got all the links. So you can get it in varying ways, whatever suits you.
I love that. You know, and in talking about life and bringing it full circle, you've touched a lot of people's lives. Give us a story, because you don't have to use names, about a happy ending for either a couple or just people that you've worked with.
Okay, let me give you the one about a couple that's coming straight to my mind. Their twins turned three on Monday. This lady was referred to me by an obstetrician. She didn't want to go down the route of more operations, so she was sent to me, and we had a good old chat. Now, we've got, in Australia, we've got, like you have, a multitude of different cultures. This lady was from Estonia. Her husband was from India. And it was difficult enough living life here without family. And apart from stress, which is usually one of the major factors in varying forms, it took about 6 to 9 months with work to, you know, and then she got her outcome. She became pregnant. And they went on to have these beautiful twins in COVID. Neither of them worked because they were in hospitality. And so they spent all that time with their bringing up their little twins themselves.
Wow.
So that was just our current times. So that's a you know, I love seeing it when people, you know, get the children that they would love. And sometimes, just for another quick one, there's people who are together and then by the end of this book realise that they don't actually want to be together or they don't want to have children. It's an expectation that was put on them. And that's absolutely fine too. You've got to do what resonates with you and what you're here to do.
Oh, I love that. And you said that before. It's, you know, we have these things that we carry around because they've been placed on us, and it's all about peeling that back and knowing really authentically who you are. And I think that's the brilliance of your book. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Yeah, just, okay, the exercises are there. They can actually opt in and do a program, self-program, whether, you know, I'm not involved, or they can come and work with me. Depends what they'd like to do. But at the end of it, it's about knowing yourself, knowing where you are right at this moment with your health and how you can move forward in a much better way. I mean, my wish for everybody on the planet is to have vibrant health. And I think it's got lost somewhere along the line.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, so much self-care has just been thrown out the window, and that's part of it, too, and exactly what you're talking about. Vibrant health is something I would wish for everyone, too. What a wonderful place to end this. Sandy Simmons, to find out more, of course, get this book, Simple Truths, Being Prepared, A Practical Guide for Preconception. I love it. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you very much, Kate, for having me.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.